It's like when Ajahn Chah went to America. I mean, he only made one trip to America. And the way that Ajahn Chah kind of works, he doesn't really have a plan of what he's going to say or teach or do from day to day, moment to moment. But when he got there and got to a retreat that was going on, then his emphasis was on sila. And he emphasized sila over and over and over again. At one point in time, I'm not sure when it was, Jack Kornfield.
At IMS,
but he asked him, Jack is very sort of enthusiastic kind of person. Jack, Lopal, what do you think about Buddhism and Buddhist teachings coming to the West now? And Lopal sort of gave him this kind of deadpan look. He said, I haven't seen any Buddhism here yet. Poor Jack.
Poor Jack.
Poor Jack.
Oh, yeah, I think that was at IMS.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Also, he was, when he was talking about sila, Lumpur Chah couldn't understand English at all, but he was a very good, very observant person and could read body language and could read a room or a group of people very, very clearly. And so when he was speaking about sila at, on this retreat at IMS, and then Jack was translating for him, Ajahn Babakara was sort of sitting to one side, who also spoke extremely good Thai. Jack's Thai is pretty good. He lived there for quite some time. And then Lumpur Chah was watching the group and realizing, he's not saying what I'm saying. Because he would make a statement, and then he just could tell by the way that people were responding that, that's not the way that that kind of comment usually is received. And he figured that out. And apparently it's on the recording. I haven't listened to it myself. And then he turned to Jack and said, tell them that you're not saying what I'm saying. To his credit, Jack did.
Yeah.
Big laugh. But he still couldn't help editing what Lumpur Chah was saying because he thought it would be off-putting or wasn't as liberation focused or enlightenment focused as he had, was aiming for, what Jack was hoping for.